الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور انفسنا وسيئات اعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له واشهد ان لا اله الا الله وحده لا شريك له واشهد ان محمدا عبده ورسوله اما بعد فان خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الامور محدثاتها وكل محدثه بدعه وكل بدعه ضلاله وكل ضلاله في النار اما بعد إخواني وأخواتي في الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله بتكون في الكونتينيشن أوف ذا إكسبانيشن أوف ذا بوك منهج السالكين للشيخ عبد الرحمن بن ياسر الصعبي رحمه الله تعالى. الشيخ وفي الحديث فقد المرء اثما ان يحدث عما لم يكن صوته رواه مسلم. عند حديث بمثل صلى الله عليه وسلم فاج في الامام الكلي فالامام to record from the one that he has control over who shall be achieved a sin. It is a sin for somebody in charge of the person not to do the person food, not to provide for the person. It is a distance to do that. والحضانة هي بالتفل أما يضره والقيام من صالحه. The shift is an adhan that is child care, taking care of the child. He said, يحب التفل is to protect the church amma yaduru from what harms me or what can harm me or qiyam li masarihi. Likewise, to also take care of his interest. Wa hiya wajibatun ala man tajibu alayhi an-nafaqa. Child care is composing on the one that is composing to spend on the child. The one on whom it is composing to spend on the child is also the person responsible for the child care. وَلَكِنَّ الْأُمَّ أَحَقُّ بِوَلَدِهَا. For the mother is more rightful to a child, ذكر كان أو أنثى. Whether the child is a male or a female, إن كان دون سبع. If the child is not up to seven. فإذا بلغ سبعا. When the child reaches a seven, فإن كان ذكر. مثلا إن الشاب إميل كل ربنا أبوين يوجدون بس أوبشن بين إس فادا أن إس مادا فكان ما فكان ما من اختار يوجدوا the one your children. وإن كانت أنثى if the child is a female فعندما يكون مصلحتها من أمها أو أبيها. She will be with the one that will take care of us. Be that a mother or a father. ولا يترك المحدود بيد من لا يصونه ويطيعه. المحدود, the one that is being taken care of. I think the one that is under custodia here should not be left, should not be left to somebody who will not take care of his interest. So this is simply on al-adhan, that is on church care. Last week, we read the hadith by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, دخلت امرأة النار في هرة حبستها حتى ماتت لا هي أطعمتها ولا هي تركتها تأكل من خشاش الأرض. That is, a woman entered El Sara as a result of the fact that she carried down, that is, she faced a cat. She did not feed the cat nor allow the cat to eat from the insect on the ground or on the earth. So she became an image of hellfire because of this. Now what the Shaykh rahimahullah ta'ala says on the side of human beings, if it is said concerning the cat and animal, if you are expected to take care of a cat, what about a human being? So a human being, a child, must be taken care of. So if you are expected to take care of an animal, if somebody can enter empire as a result of an animal that he or she has been careless about, what about somebody who has been careless about a human being, as himself or herself? So, and that is why the scholars refer to the issue of al-hadar, the child care. We need to take care of the child. If the parents are both alive and they are both together, taking care of the child is the responsibility of both of them. The father will take care of the child, the mother will also take care of the child. That is, if they are both alive and they are both together. But if one of them is not alive, if it's only one that is alive, or they are separated, they are no more together, we need to take care of the child. Who is more rightful to the child than the other? So this is what the author has just summarized for us. The madaris, we have a lot of plenty thought on that. What should be understood is that when it comes to child care, the most important is the interest of the child. When we say the interest of the child, we are talking about the real interest of the church, about our religious upbringing, likewise about a worldly upbringing. We are not going to trivialize the issue of the religious upbringing of the church. This is very, very important. So we should not take it to mean the what we upbringing is. The religious upbringing of the child is more important than the mundane or the worthy of bringing of that child. So this is a posting, this is a paramount. A parent beating a mother or a father can be somebody that is responsible for the child of bringing or the taking care of the child, or somebody that is more likely to taking care of the child. If both of them are alive or they are together, each one says, okay, it is my right to take care of this child, for instance. But I give that right to somebody else, that is to the mother, for instance, or to the father, for instance. If the father decides to take it, to take that right, then that has fallen from her. How this is clear. But who is more righteous is what we are talking about. When we discuss a hadith, this is clear. The first hadith is a hadith that was reported by Abu Dawood and some others. The hadith of Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-Asi رضي الله عنهما أن امرأة قالت بسبب الذي سيد يا رسول الله أم سنوك الله إن ابن هذا this my child كان بطني له وعاء my belly has been a وعاء that is a container for him إن ابن هذا كان بطني له وعاء that is my belly has been a container for him, meaning I bore his pregnancy. How do you say? وَسَرْتِي لَهُ تِقَاءً and my breast has been a تِقَاء that is the water thing, meaning he has taken from my lips, I talk with him. وَحِجْرِ لَوْ كِوَاءً likewise my hijab, my lap have been in hewa, something that has carried in. وَإِنَّ أَبَاءُ طَلَّقَنِي his father has divorced me. Look at the way you must present the matter. That is, I bore the pregnancy, I suckled him, I carried him, and after all this, the father decided to divorce me. What happened? وَأَرَادَ أَنْ يَنْتَزِعَهُ مِنِّي and the father wanted to take him away from me. أَرَادَ أَنْ يَنْتَزِعَهُ مِنِّي the father wanted to take him away from me. فَقَالَ لَا رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ having argued, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the judgment. أَنْتِ أَحَقُّ بِهِ مَنَ لَمْ تَنْتِهِ you are more rightful to the child as long as you have not remarried. You are more rightful to the child as long as you have not remarried. How do you explain? Now, both the father and the mother are rightful to the church. But now that they are separated, who is more rightful to the church here? Is it the father or the mother? That is, with whom will the child be? Will the child be with the mother or with the father? So, let me know for Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, pass the judgment that you are more rightful Bu in. Na, lan, sen fikir. Aslında bu adına bir maliş. Now let us assume that the lady said, I want you to go to the party. Has she committed anything? No. She has only forgotten her rights. But in the case of having dispute over the child here, who is going to take care of the child? The mother. But if both of them are together, they are alive, they are not separated, both of them should take care of the child. But now they are separated, with whom should the child be? The child should be with the mother. For what? For what you mean? Huh? Because she has not remarried. She has not remarried. Meaning if she has remarried, she is no more rightful, more rightful to the child. Because the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Ma lam tanki him. So this is one hadith. Now another hadith on this. Wow. Another hadith on this, the same hadith was reported by Abu Dawood, and Ali ibn Rabi Allahu anhu qala, from Ali ibn Allah with everything he said. خرج زيد بن حارثة إلى مكة. Zayd the son of Haritha went out to Mecca. فقدم بابنة حمزة, brought the daughter of Hamza. Hamza, the uncle of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was killed in the battle of Uhud. So Zayd bin Haritha went to Mecca, فقدم بابنة حمزة, he came with the daughter of Hamza. فقال جعفر, جعفر said, جعفر was a brother to Ali رضي الله عنه, who was the son of Abu Talib. And Hamza was a younger brother of Abu Talib. Are you with me? Meaning Hamza was an uncle to Jaafar and to Ali. Is that right? Jaafar was an uncle. Sorry, Hamza was an uncle to Jaafar and Ali. Ali, the son of Abu Talib. Jaafar, the son of Abu Talib. So Zayd bin Haritha went to Mecca and approached the daughter of Hamza. فقال جعفر, Jaafar said, أنا آخذها, I'm to take her. أنا أحق بها, I'm more likely to her. More right to her. Ibnatu Ammi, she is the daughter of my uncle. Wa inni khalatuha, and her aunt is my wife. Her aunt is my wife. Wa innama al-khalatu ummun, and the maternal aunt is like a mother. فقال علي, علي said, أنا أحق بها, I'm more right to her. إبنة عمي, she is the daughter of my uncle. وعند ابنة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the daughter of the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم, is under me, that is my wife. وهي أحق بها, and she is more right to us. You get it now? Fatima, the daughter of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was the wife of Ali. And the girl being talked about was the daughter of his auntie. The daughter of his auntie. Don't forget, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was also what? A nephew to the Hamza. Huh? Aha. Then the daughter of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to Hamza. So you see the gap. Now, Ja'far radiallahu anhu was a nephew to Hamza as well. And the aunt, not as an aunt of that girl, that is the sister to the mother of that girl, was a wife to Ja'far. Is that correct? No. Let's continue. فقال الزين بن زيد بن حارثة السيد أنا أحق بها أمرأة تريدني أنا خرجت إليك وسافرت وقدمت بها I went, I traveled to her and I brought her to Medina. فخرج النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فذكر حديثا قال وأما الجارية فأقبل بها لجعفر تكون مع خالتها وإنما الخالات He said, as for the girl, I will pass judgment that she should go to Ja'far because the aunt, the maternal aunt of that girl is the wife of Ja'far. Is that clear? And the maternal aunt is like the mother. The maternal aunt is like the mother. Don't forget, in the case of the man and his wife, when they are disputed concerning who should take the custody of the church. The Messenger of Allah, Allah can rule that what? Auntie Ahakku bihi, ma'alam tenkihi. You are more rightful to the child as long as you are not remarried. Now, the wife of Ja'far is under Ja'far. Was under Ja'far. Look at that one. Ma'alam tenkihi. Now, the wife of Ja'far was under Ja'far. The wife of Ja'far was an aunt, a maternal aunt to that lady. Yet, the Messenger of Allah still ruled in favor of that woman. That is the what? The maternal aunt. Why? Sheikh Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala tried as much as possible to solve this issue of child care. He said, what we consider is an aqrab, the one who is what? Who is closer. Who is closer to the person under the custodial care. Who is closer to the person. If you're on the same level, take for instance the mother and the father, they're on the same level, correct? Then we give difference to the siblings. If you're on the same level, father and mother on the same level to the child, then in this case, preference will be given to the siblings. So in this case now, it is the mother and the father that are disputed concerning the girl. And both of them are on equal footing. So in this case, it gives preference to the mother. How this is clear. But the condition, ma'alam tenkihi, as long as you have not remarried. Ma'alam tenkihi, as long as you have not remarried. Sheikh Ibn Taymiyyah, Allah Ta'ala, argued that. Over if she's married. We look at the person that she's married to. If she's married to somebody who is a relative to that person or that child under the custodial care, that will not be accepted. Let's assume that the ruling given by the Messenger of Allah and the Haqqubihi ما لم تنكحي
Malam 28. Let's assume that that lady was married. If the lady has been married to somebody who is also a relative, so that will be, Messenger of Allah would have even given the child to her. Because the woman, the lady, the wife of the man, the mother of that child, has not been married to somebody who is a stranger. Now, why is the issue of marriage going to say as long as you are not married? This is because if the child is given to the woman that is under another man, is given to the woman and she is under another man, that man may have what she can do. And the man will not be able to take care of the children the way he will take care of his own children. Not be able to take care of that child the way he will take care of his own children. How does it work? So, for the man not to be complaining about that child, you have brought a child, you have done this, you have done that, let the child go to the father. Father and you, the mother, keeping the child, you are not that man, and that man possibly have what children. You see that the interest of the child is what is being considered. If the woman is allowed to go with the child to another man's house, this is likely to affect the child. It's likely to affect the child. So, but let's assume that the father is no more there, but the mother is still alive, for instance, and the mother has been married. Then the relative of the father of the child, the man, now comes to take the child. Would there be more rights to the child than the mother? No. In this case, now who the aunt of the dead was considered, and the Messenger of Allah was in the cause of that aunt, gave the child to Ja'far. Gave the child to Ja'far because of that aunt. And he said what? He said, Al-Khalatu Bimanzilati Al-Um. Al-Khalatu Um. The Matana aunt is like the mother. Now that I said that the interest, the religious interest and the mundane interest of the child supersedes those rights. How is it clear? Now, let us look at another hadith. This is the hadith of Abu Uraira. In narrated a case, أبو رضي الله عنه يسأل سمعت مرأة جاءت إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I had a lady that came to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنا قاعد عنده and I was sitting by the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم. فقالت يا رسول الله دون أن سأل قلنا سنة الله إن زوجي يريد أن يذهب بابني my husband wanted to take away my charge. So فَقْتَقَانِ مِنْ دِيرِي أَبِي إِنَّبَا and the child has fetched me water from the well of Abu Inaba. فَقَدْ نَفَانِ he has benefited me. That is, the child has become a grown-up. And my husband wants to take him away. فقال له رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم استحم عليك اسمه الله صلى الله عليه وسلم that is the case because he should pass laws over him that is the child because he should pass the laws over the child فقال له رسول الله the husband says man yuhara for me, he was ready. Who is the one contesting my child with me? فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هذا أبوك وآبي أمك فقل لي بأي ما شئت. This is your father, this is your mother. Then speak. إلى أبوك. فأخذ بيد أمي the child took her or else the hand of his mother فانطلق to be and the mother took him to him. Why this man? Remember the first hadith, أنت حق به نعم ما لم تنتهي. What did he say, أنت حق به ما لم تنتهي yet? He said that because the child is grown up, a child has reached the age of 10 years, can differentiate between good and bad. In the case of the fourth child, it cannot be finished. So the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam ruled anti haqqu bi ma lam tanfihi. But in this case, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had the child to choose between the mother and the father. And the child chose the mother. And the mother went away with this male child. This is a male child. What is it is a single child. Yes, some scholars said, if it's a single child, it is the mother that will go with. Go away with her. Some said it is the father that will go away with. Because the father will know more about how to bring her up. The mother will not be able to do that well. So scholars are different. So there is no clear text that says it is the father or it is the mother. This example that we have now in Harvard, it is the case of a male child. The case of a male child. So another scholar is different from that of the female child. Some say it is the father that will be taking care of her, that is, she will be with the father until she reaches the age of puberty. Some say no. It is the mother. So one thing I should say that is important is that the interest of the child is what matters most. When we say the interest of the child, we are not talking about the mundane interest or the worldly interest only. The religious interest matters most. Both of them, both the mundane and the religious interest. Because if the child is set to choose between the mother and the father, and the child chooses the father because the father will allow him to play, in that case the Sharia will prevent it. Because that will not assist the life of the child. If it is discovered that the child chooses the mother because the mother will tolerate a lot of things that are un-Islamic, despite the fact that the child has chosen the mother, this will not be accepted. Even in the case of anti-ahakubi himal and tenkihe, if we know that a mother will win the life of a child, of a child, if the child is left with her, it is wrong to leave that child with the mother. The father must not accept that. The father must not accept that. But if all things being equal, the mother is a good person, the father is a good person, religious and things like that. If they are both contesting on that, the child goes to the mother. And if the child has reached the age of 10 years, who can differentiate between good and bad, a child will be allowed to choose whether a male or female, whether a male or female, a child will be allowed to choose. Because we have this text now, we have the message of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, ask the child to choose. Yes, male child. If the female child does not have a text that says, the message of Allah will not allow her to choose.
how this is clear. So even of those scholars who say the male child, the female child, should not be given off sharada. She should go to the father's feet. Does not have a backing. Should go to the mother's feet. Does not have a backing. Rather, she should be allowed to choose. But when we know that a choice is based on things that the inability to religious upbringing, then in that case we should be blocked. We should be blocked. So this is another approach. Now another thing is on the case of the woman that was a partner and the other one embraced Islam. So both of them, they were having disputes concerning who to take the child. They were both Kafiran before. So the husband embraced what? Islam. So the woman wanted to take the child. So they took the matter to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke on this. Prophet ibn Sinan, one of the companions of the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said, أنه أسلم that he raised his son to Abbas ibn Ra'su and took him and his wife refused to embrace his son. فأتت النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فقالت, she went to the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم and she said, ابنتي وهي فقير أو شباب my child and she's fatim, she's a winch. فقال رافي, Rafi said, ابنتي, my child, my daughter. فقال الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, رفع ابن حرية. لكن if Allah said to Rafi bin Sinan, رفع ابن حرية, sit at the corner. وقال لها, رفع ابن حرية. He said to the woman, رفع ابن حرية. Sit at the corner. قال وأقعد الصبية بينهما. The Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم seated the young girl between both of them. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, then the Messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم قال رجعواها. The two of you should call her. The two of you should call her. فنالت الصبية إلى أمها. So the girl had inclination towards her mother. فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اللهم اهدها. اسمه صلى الله عليه وسلم كتبه الله قال فنالت الصبية إلى أبيها فأخذها. So the child, the girl, had inclination towards the father. So the father took her in attention to the Dawood. So, from this, most scholars, they are of the opinion that if the mother or the father is a kafir, the custody of the child will not be left in his or her hands. For the making of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to auspicate ala ummah biha shows that the lady are choosing the wrong thing, and as I said, the interest of the lady matters most, or the child, the child that is under the custodial under the custody, the right of that child matters, the interest matters most. So if the child is choosing the wrong thing, we should not take that from him or her. Secondly, Allah is Allah Umma Hina, who Allah guides us. Abnari Nathani of Allah would have left the child to choose the mother, then who pass the judgment, no, you can't go to the mother, you have to go to the father. But he said, allow something else. So Allah guides us. And Allah guided the child to choose the right person. He showed that the interest of the child matters. So this is what most scholars have found, contrary to Abu Hanifa. Contrary to Abu Hanifa. So what we consider is the interest of the child, both the religious and the worldly benefit of the child is what it is. How this is made. So a lot of brothers who are separated from their wives, you see, they have their dispute concerning who is to have the custodial care of the child. So this is simple example. So if both of you are upright, why this upright, you are upright, you look at the child is about the age of 10 years, and the ladies are not in marriage, it shows that the lady is more right to the child than you. Unless if there is clear evidence that the lady is not going to treat the child well. Clear evidence, I'm not talking about a fake claim, an ordinary claim that the man will claim that no, she will not treat the child well, she will undo the child well, just empty claim, because they are separated. No, one should fear Allah. If you know that the woman is upright and she can undo the child, and you are separated from the mother, then, and the child is what, as old as the age of 10 years, to choose the single for you. And the child, the wife is more likely to the child than you. That doesn't mean that you will not be visiting the child. If you're visiting the child will be allowed to visit you. But we are talking about who is to have the custody of the child. So this is something that is important. This is important. So at times it may be the child going to be relative of the mother. Huh? Like the maternal aunt, for instance, as I mentioned in that case. So the child coming to the relative of the father. The child goes to the relative of the mother. It depends. Because if the man ordinarily allows, this is the argument of some other. If the mother has remarried, rather than the child coming to the father, it prefers that the child goes to the maternal aunt, that is the sister of the mother. Because the woman may not be able to take care of. But if the man should take the child, for instance, the man can only ask time for the child. If not, the man is given the child to his own sister, meaning the paternal aunt, for instance. Or the man is bringing the child into his own home, his house, to be taken care by his wife, that is another one. That will be what? Like a stepmother. And that stepmother may not treat the child well. How does it work? So now there's some mother of the opinion that no, the child goes to the maternal aunt or goes to the judge, the grandmother. I am coming to the side of the man. Because the man cannot really handle the matter. You give the child to another woman to take care of. And the person that is going to take care of that person, you know, you treat the child well. But as you said, the statement of Sheikh Ibn Taymiyyah Rahimahullah tried to reconcile all the available texts, I think is way there. But the most important thing is that the interest of the child supersedes all other things. That is the
religious and the mundane interests of the church to pursue every other thing. A Kafir or a Kafir should not be allowed to have the custody of the child, lest he or she ruin the life of the church. And the same thing, being the mother or the person to take care of that child is somebody that is a Fasik or a Fasika. Confirmed Fasik or Fasika. Somebody who is very disobedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Though a Muslim, such a person should not be allowed to handle the care of the child. So inshallah we stop here. Subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. Inshallah wa ta'ala. Inshallah wa ta'ala. Inshallah wa monetization of zakat of fitr is this. So simply put it, because there was money and we have zakat al mal. There was zakat al jab, zakat al fitr, limited of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We also introduced zakat al fitr. We also introduced zakat al fitr. So why do we want to make everything zakat al mal? From zakat al fitr to zakat al mal again. So monetizing zakat al fitr is wrong. Something they say, some are not in need of food. Is there anybody that is not in need of food? If truly the person is not in need of food, then it's not intended to zakat al fitr. Give him from zakat al mal. Let him tell people, I need zakat al mal. Give me zakat of your naira, zakat of your dollar, zakat of your pound sterling. I'm not entitled to zakat al fitr. Zakat al fitr is meant for the day of marriage, for somebody to ask what to eat. So if one is not qualified for it, or one feels one is not qualified for it, one is not in need of it, let us leave it for those who are qualified. And you ask for the zakat that you're in need of. But for us to say we should monetize it, what it means is that there will be food being given during that period. Because once it is approved, nobody will be using food stuff. So everybody is going to be using money. And that will be eradication of this institution, so to say. This is the eradication of it. Now, it is a different case when you have a situation where people and they can eat it, then you use money instead. I hope it's clear. If you have a VR case that will make you use money, that's a different thing. But for us to legalize it, that it can be done, what we are trying to do is to eradicate people using food stuff. And if that is the case, the Allah would have encouraged it from the onset that people should do for that part of those who do not have on the way of faith. Give them money. Let them watch. Go and use the money to buy whatever they want to buy. But this is meant for food only. If you give me money now, the money I may use it to watch, to buy clothes. It's not meant for that, it's for food. If you give me money, the money is, I may use the money to buy shoes. It's not meant for that. It's for food. And somebody wants to smoke cigarettes on that day. You give him money, you use your money to buy cigarettes to wash, to smoke. So it is food. It is food, not any other thing. But if there is a dire situation, take for instance, you cannot get food to give to somebody, you only have in the place that you are, then you give the person money to go and get food for himself. That's a different thing. For this to do us, it would be a crucial situation, not something that we legalize that people will be
So the position of Abu Hanif and some others, that position is wrong. As for whether it is weight or volume, what matters most is we give what the Messenger of Allah, Allah cannot accept. And that is what a sa' per edge. And that sa' per edge, so if we weigh it, it's about 2.04 kilograms. How this is plain. That is if you want to weigh it. But far, that's far. Just like when we are talking about the zakat of farm produce. The zakat of farm produce, how many kilograms to tell you? 212 kilograms. How is it placed? So, but this part, and when the 212 kilograms, in 212 kilograms, you have got 300 parts. So, a part will be what? Apple divided. If 212 kilograms, is the same thing as what?
300 pounds.
Now, how many kilograms would be a pound? Huh? 1.04. That's a pound. 312 kilograms. 312 kilograms. 2.04. So if you want to change it to kilogram, that is 2.04. That is fine. So, SubhanAllah, Alhamdulillah, Shalallahu Alaihi Wasallam.